Hello.
Oh, hi, Tyler. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. I'll get it. It's the 15th, the deadline, right?
The 15th.
I know I'm late on one payment, but like I said, my dad's in the hospital, so I'm dealing with that. But
I'll pay both payments
before the 15th.
Yeah, one option I want to give you, since your dad's in the hospital, is your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So what some people do if they hit a tight spot is they take those off, because that would lower that past due amount to just $149. Okay, and then one thing I can do once that clears is I can push the next billing out 30 days for you. That way you wouldn't have to worry about having two payments so close together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hadn't gotten any hits on Facebook. I still...
Really?
Not off of Facebook.
Oh, let me look at the dashboard real quick. One second.
And I'm still not up on... I'm still really far down on the Google part, too. But I don't know.
So I'm looking at the dashboard, and it's showing me that your site's been clicked on 124 times through the Facebook ads, and on Google, you have 106 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm curious if you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance.
I mean, typically I do, but I mean, I haven't had a whole lot. I've gotten like one or two off the website, and it's coming in under the business phone, but.
Okay.
I mean, really, Angie's is still doing a majority of my business, but like I said, I mean, it's got me listed under Statum, which is fine. That's where the business is located, but.
Right.
That's a very small town, so. Like, if you pull up Statum, then I'll pop up on Google, like, you know, one of the first or second ones. But Athens and all that kind of stuff, that's where your big area is. And I don't, you know, you've got to scroll, like, two or three pages to find me on that. So.
Yes. So I want to explain something to you that, number one, the Google listing will be tied into where the business is located, but that doesn't mean that you're only found in Statham. You know, you can be found in some of the surrounding areas based on the relevancy. However, let's say you want to go into a bigger area like Athens. It's harder to spiderweb into a bigger area from a smaller area than it would be to start with the bigger area and spiderweb into the smaller surrounding areas. So what some people do to kind of get over that hump is they would, you know, get an address in the designated area that they're wanting to target that Google could verify, because once you're verified in that targeted area, then it's hidden on the profile. Okay? But it's not to say that you won't get calls from Athens. It's just harder to start with a Statham address and try to, you know, kind of go into Athens. However, with the Facebook ads, we can target those wherever you like. So you're saying you're not getting any results from the Facebook ads. So if it were me, I would take them off just because it would save you a little bit of money right now. But if you wanted to ever reinstate those, rather than setting it as a radius, I suggest give us, you know, maybe 3 to 7 targeted areas where we run the ads in those areas exclusively. That way your budget would last you longer. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So I'll make that adjustment for you in the meantime just to kind of help you out. And then the cutoff actually would be the 12th, because we ask within 3 business days of your billing date, which is the 15th. So hopefully, you know, the 149 will be doable by the 12th. And then, like I said, what I'll do is push that next billing out to February 12th. That way you wouldn't have to worry about two payments close together, okay?
Okay. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Okay, sounds good. I'm so glad that we talked. So in the meantime, have a really great rest of your day, okay?
Thanks, you as well.
All right, thank you, Tyler. Okay, bye-bye.